This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Good evening, my name is Yawar Beg. I am the Imam of the Islamic Center at West Springfield and also at Hampshire Mosque. I'm delighted to be here. This is not my first time in an Episcopal church. I've been, I think of all the Christian denominations, I'm almost Episcopalian, by the way. I was very touched by the rabbi's message as far as gratitude is concerned, but this is the central theme of Islam as well. And I would take her word, he said the Jewish people invented it. I don't care who invented it, it's a great idea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty, the one and only worthy of worship, expressed to you the beginning of his book, the Quran al-Kareem, his revealed word, begins with A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ar-rahmanir rahim, maliki yawmiddin, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim, sirata alladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa lad-dallin. The first chapter, which is called the Fatiha, the opening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we begin in the name of God Almighty, who is the most merciful, the most beneficent. All praise and all thanks be to God Almighty, the Lord of the worlds, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Guide us to the path, the Lord of the last day, the day of judgment, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Guide us to the path of those who blessed and not to the path of those who went astray. That's not an exact translation of all the verses of the surah, but that's the meaning. And this is the central theme of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious and magnificent, reminds us of all his blessings. I remember in 2020, just at the beginning of COVID, we had, I think, probably the first interfaith Zoom session that I attended of the Greater Springfield Interfaith Council, of which I am a member, and my turn to speak. I remember I said to them, please take a deep breath, and then they said, please take a deep breath. And I take another deep breath. And I said to them, and I say to you, those who died of COVID could not do that. Because they died of respiratory failure. So when we talk about what do we need to be grateful for, we can perhaps start from the fact that we can breathe freely. For today, just this morning, I had to get inspiration to write a poem for today. And I wrote this. We know you, O Allah, by your bounties uncounted. By the rays of the sun, by the light of the moon, by the vast empty space and the stars that live therein, by the rain and the snow that help our gardens grow, by the trees, by the fruits, by joys and sorrow, we know you, O Allah, by your bounties uncounted. By the flowers in the spring, by the dew on the rose, by the summer, by the colors of fall, the herald of winter, by the music of the brook as it plays on the rocks, by dark skies, by falling stars, by wisdom, by stupidity, we know you, O Allah, by your bounties uncounted. By the rain to give life, by sunshine likewise, by the dewdrop on the thorn in the light of the dawn, by the fire of sunset as it lights up another land, by the bugle of the stag, by the beating of my heart, we know you, O Allah, by your bounties uncounted, by dreams that came true, by dreams unfulfilled, by prayers answered, sometimes in unexpected ways, by prayers unanswered, for which we thank you today, by parents, by siblings, by children, especially teenagers. We know you, Allah, by your bounties and countries, by the silence of the forest and the grandeur of mountains, by the depth of the ocean hiding treasures unknown, by the fish, by the birds, by the black-capped chickadee, by the cardinal in the snow, by the waiting blue heron. We know you, O Allah, by your bounties and country. By the marlin as he rises on his tail and throws the hook, by the song of the loon on the night of the full moon, by the storm, by the typhoon, by COVID, and still being alive, by waking every morning, by sleeping every night. We know you, O Allah, by your bounties and country. By a future that looks dark, promising a dawn very bright, by our values, our compassion, our courage, by Islam, by those who lift us when we fall and fight for us when we can't, by knowing you, loving you, thanking you, and worshipping only you, we know you,